I'm always amazed at our Lord's patience. He argues with these people. He tries to prove them wrong out of love. And I would think also to protect the bystanders who don't know. Is it really by Beelzebul? Or is he really from God? Now what St. Luke has done here is gather a whole collection of things our Lord said in response to this charge. You'd think he'd get so fed up with them. You know, but he's always reaching out to these people who hate him and are planning to kill him. And he's reaching out to them. It's encouraging, isn't it? He's always reaching out to us, too. And we're not quite that bad, I don't think. So, it starts off, you see, Jesus drove out a demon. Some of the crowd said it's by Beelzebul. That's Baal-Zebul, the Lord of Flies, his name, Baal-Zebul. Others to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. I still remember that. You remember years, and maybe you don't. There was a musical. I think it was called Jesus Christ Superstar, or some name like that. And one line in there, Jesus is brought to Herod, sent from Pilate to Herod, as Luke records. And the line said, Herod said to Jesus, just walk across my swimming pool. And I thought, how perfectly they catch the arrogance, the stupidity, the gross, thick, whatever. You know? So here it is again. No, do a sign. Let's see something. So first, Jesus says, if I'm driving them out by demons, who are your own people doing it by? Because the Jews were famous in the Mediterranean world for being able to exorcise. And everybody knew they were demons. They're smarter than we are. And demon in Greek means the word usually they were used in the Semitic languages would be spirit and so forth. It means something, kind of a flare. Or it could also mean these things that are somewhere. You know, we're only returning to that world of despair and closed system. You know, for the ancients, the world was a closed box. That's it. How it got here, nobody knows. Here it is. And in that box, we're in the bottom here. You see this? All these things, forces, spirits, demones, you know, flying around in here. Religion is the art of being on the side of the ones who will help us. And it's to preserve the state. That's what it's for. Morality was taught by philosophers. And so, people knew they were demons, as everybody does in every culture except our sophisticated, intelligent culture. Go to Africa. Good God, do they ever know? It's just we are so stupid. If I drive them out by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Let them be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God, which is of some, you know, a biblical phrase, by the power of God, I drive them out, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. God is here. See, that's the role of the deliverance and exorcism ministry, is to exert the power of God and to free people from the power of demons. That's real. Then he talks about himself. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor which he relied on and distributes the spoils. I'm the stronger one. I've come to plunder the strong man, take away his power, take away his kingdom, bring everybody to my father. It's going to cost me my life, But this is what I'm here for. And I'm the stronger one. And that was proved right after his baptism, right? First thing that Jesus did after his baptism was what? Go out to the desert to get in a fight with Satan. He knew what he was doing. Out there, because, you know, in that kind of a world. And it's always been a rather ancient conviction, and I don't have anything to disprove it. St. Anthony the Great went out and lived 20 years in an old abandoned fort in the desert. And the demons beat him up all the time for the first few years. And after 20 years, he came out and he was radiant. He was, 70 years old, but he looked like he was 30. And he founded Monastic Life. Okay. So if you're not with me, you're automatically against me. There's nothing in between. It's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. There's no kingdom of the middle. You hear our Lord's teaching, you see. Don't be afraid. I'm the stronger one. You come to me, you're all right. And then, you know, if you get a spirit to go out, or if he just happens to leave, watch it. Watch it. Or he'll come back and he'll find 7 friends and bring them back. You see, they hate us because we are the image of God and they can't get at God. But they can destroy his image in us. Just turn on the television. I mean, the impulses, the thing, the fears, besides all the sex, the fears, the pride, the self-concern. I got to take this medication and that medication. Or if you're watching a ball game, I got to buy a Ford truck. Then I'll be powerful. All this pure illusion. Poor little people. A Ford truck is going to do it. Or an aspirin or something. All illusion and lie, huh? So he comes back, and you know, if you're not ready, you see, if you're not, that's why after you've prayed with somebody for deliverance, you tell them, you have got to start living a life where there's daily prayer, daily rosary, Mass and Communion. You've got to start a normal Christian life. End of story, huh? But we should pray, because in a way, these are the minor league demons. The major league demons are trying to take over the world. And if you want to take over the world, you need money. That's because so many people will bow to the god of mammon, right? But I see, I guess you do too, there's this army of light being raised up. It's the most amazing thing. And you walk around with a collar on, people are getting a hold of you. You know? Are you a Catholic? Yeah. Well, I used to be a Protestant, but I'm nothing now. And I want to... And so you say, glory be to God. This is the Holy Spirit working. Amen.